You know, the plan of stabilization and reconstruction is a plan which needs sensitization because it can be very, very difficult to stabilize without training, without workshop, because we have to bring all people to understand what is expected about this project. And this big project is concerning not only North Kivu, but also 5 provinces of the east part of DRC.
How committed is your administration, as well as Kinshasa or President Kabila's government, in trying to build up those destroyed infrastructure after years of violent clashes?
As provincial government, we don't have another way. We have to sustain the plan of peace, which is set on by the President Kabila. And I think that at the east part of the country now, the situation is really improved. But we need to build infrastructures, and we have many challenges, because now we are in a situation after conflict, and especially in North Kivu, we have big challenges about infrastructures. On this, I have to say about roads, but also about buildings, about schools, health centers, and also about agriculture, because, as you know, we had many displaced people, and now they are coming back in their villages. And we think that they will begin to make farms, and I think that in this way, as the situation of security is improved, it will reduce poverty, and it will also increase stability.
Some people are worried that with the plan of stabilization and reconstruction, since the fight or the clashes between all the insurgents have not laid out their weapons yet, it will be difficult to begin reconstruction when there is no total peace in the region. What do you say to that?
I think that reconstruction is also a process. As the process began, we don't have right to come back. We have to go on, and I think that we have many steps. And what we can say about the fact of some residual armed groups, I think that with the time, because we have to plan also with time, maybe we will have also a step of to deal with all these weapons which are in civilian people. And this is also a big challenge, because since 1993 up to now, we didn't succeed to put on a plan, a program of taking all these weapons. And this is why now we have in many places some small groups with weapons, and which are making many bad things. But globally, the situation is improved.
Now, has President Kabila's government committed to ensuring that your plan of stabilization and reconstruction in the provinces where different clashes occurred, has the government pledged its support for the action, and what kind of support is the government pledging to your administration?
The first thing, I think that the program now is going on, because the first thing we have to recognize is that the advocacy, but also the coordination of all efforts of our friends from humanitarian sector, but also our partners. And on this way, I think that also the government, as the central government, but also provincial governments, I think that they have also to bring some money and to bring also human resources. And this plan is involved all efforts from outside and from inside. And I think that it's by this condition that we could think that the plan could succeed.